Sachem Gan Perchet Mishnah Yud Yesh Mara Nigga Lekoyim Beniska Yesh Mara Umasi. Sometimes when a person is hasty in showing the coin a neg on his skin, he ends up being rewarded, and his din will be less severe. And sometimes when a person is hasty in showing a nega that he has on his skin to the coin, he ends up losing out, and his din will be more severe because he was too hasty in going to the coin. Case now, what would be a case? Mishahayim Mukhlat. Somebody who is somebody Mukhlat. Somebody has a neg on his skin that hands him money too money becomes somebody Mukhlat. Vahochu lahands him money too much. And subsequently, the Simani Tuma disappear. For example, white hairs appeared on his nega, which causes him to be Tamei Mukhlat. And after he became Tamei Mukhlat, the white hairs disappeared. Lo hispik la rosa la coin at chaparcha bakulo tar. And he didn't have a chance to show the coin that his Simani Tuma disappeared. So he remained Tamei Mukhlat. But even though the Simani Tuma disappeared, calls mind that he has not yet gone to the coin. He remains Tamei. And meanwhile, the nega then spread and covered his entire body. In such a case, he is tar. If that is a din, if somebody who has a nega which is tame, and the nega that is tame spread over his entire body, he becomes tar. So in this case, even though his simani tuma disappeared, and had he gone to the coin would have pronounced him tar, but since he had not yet gone to the coin, he wasn't hasty in going to the coin, so the nega remained tame, and now that the nega spread over his entire body, he becomes tar. She'ilu hera l'koin hayatame. Had he gone to the coin immediately when the Simani Tuma disappeared and the coin pronounced him tar, and only after that the nega spread over his entire body, he would have been tummy, as the spreading of the nega would have been a Simen Tuma. And that is a din, that a nega which is tummy that spreads over your entire body, it's a Simen Tara and you become tar. But a nega that is tar that spreads over his entire body, not only is it not a Simen Tara, but it's actually the opposite, it's a Simen Tuma, as the spreading of the nega is a Simen Tuma. So this person who was not hasty in going to the Kohen after Simani Tuma disappeared, he is rewarded, and when the nega subsequently spread over his entire body, he becomes tar. Baharas Bain Baklum. What the case? That a person who was hasty in showing a nega to the Kohen will be rewarded. Somebody has a nega Baharas on his skin, and that nega does not have Simani Tuma. So if he would show it to the Kohen immediately, the Kohen would pronounce him Tame Muskur. He would be locked up to see if a Simen Tuma develops. Lo hispik la rosa la koin acha pacha bakulo tummy. But this person did not hasten to show the nega to the coin. And before he had a chance to show it to the coin, the nega spread over his entire body. He would be tummy. And since he didn't show the nega yet to the coin, so the nega is not yet tummy. And even though when he shows the nega to the coin would pronounce it tummy, but calls mind he didn't go to the coin yet, it's not yet tummy. So the nega is considered a nega talk. So when the nega subsequently spread over his entire body, he would be tame. As that which a nega that spread over his entire body is a simen tara, that's only if the nega was originally tame, and only after that spread over his entire body, then he would be tar. But in this case, the nega was not tame because he hadn't yet shown it to the coin, so when the nega spread over his entire body, it's not a simen tara, and when he does eventually show the nega to the coin will pronounce him tame. She'ilu hera l'koin hayatar. Had he been hasty and shown the nega to the coin immediately, and only after the coin pronounced him Tamei Muskur, the nega spread over his entire body, in such a case, he would have been tar. And since the coin already pronounced the nega Tamei, he was Tamei Muskur. So then when the nega spread over his entire body, it's a Tamei nega that has spread, and the din is that a Tamei nega that spread over the entire body is a Simen Tara. So therefore, he would have been tar. But this person, who was lazy about going to the coin, it didn't show the nega to the coin right away, so the nega was tar. And when the nega subsequently spread over the entire body, it was a nega tar that spread over the entire body, so therefore it wasn't a simen tara. Instead, he would be tummy.
Second, the Gompak test, Mishnah Aleph, Hashem by Mikveh, Mitamim Bishavua Achas. A boil or a burn that's on somebody's skin, and the boil or burn has healed and scarred over, and a nega appeared on the boil or burn. That nega would be tummy for only 1 week. Meaning to say, if a nega appeared on the shin or mechba and the coin saw that there was a nega, but no simen tuma had developed, this person would be tummy muskur. The coin would lock him up for 1 week. And if by the end of the week no simen tuma had developed, then the person would be tar. He would be free to go. He wouldn't be locked up for another week. Bishnei simanim, b'ser lavan, uva pisyon. There are two simani tuma which would cause a nega on a shin or a mechba to be tummy muskur. White hairs, or the spreading of the nega, these would be simane tuma. But a mich, a healthy skin in the nega,
would not apply to a negative on shkin or mikveh, as the shkin or mikveh is not considered healthy skin, so therefore mikveh is not one of the simani tuma for a negative that appears on a shkin or a mikveh. Eizu hu ha-shkin. What's considered shkin of oil? Laka be'eit o be'evet. If the skin was struck by a piece of wood or a stone, and the friction from the hit caused shkin, caused the boil. Oba gefes, oba made severia, kosha eno machmasa age. Or if the skin was burnt from gefes. Gefes is residue of olives after the olives are pressed. And immediately after it's pressed, it can be very hot. And it caused a boil on the skin. Or his skin came into contact with the hot springs of severia. And that caused a shkin on his skin, or if his skin came into contact with anything else that is hot but it wasn't hot from a fire, then the boil that was caused from the heat would be considered shin, not a mikveh. Ezehi nichveh, what's considered mikveh, burn, nichveh begachelas, o beremes, koshahu machmas eish, zui mikveh. If his skin was burnt by coal or by hot ash or anything else that was hot from a fire, in such a case, that would be considered a mikveh, a burn, as opposed to a shkin, a boil, as when his skin got affected from something that was hot from a fire, that's considered a mikveh, as opposed to when his skin is affected from something that is hot but not from a fire, that would be considered a shkin, a boil, not a mikveh, a burn.